From Shore and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
What happens? So peace arrives, the Asian markets go through the roof, New Zealand doesn't seem to be interested in participating in that.
We're not going to get sucked into all that sort of positivity, Mike. So we have a deal. No details yet. But Mike, I'm absolutely sure that this is going to be the greatest deal we have ever seen. Look, it's described as an interim agreement to get the Strait of Hormuz open. That's always been my litmus test, that basically this thing is over when boats are moving freely through the Strait with oil in them. So we know these representatives will meet on Switzerland on June the 19th. There's a few days of risk between now and then, but let's remain positive that nothing derails this. Yesterday during our daylight hours, we saw a positive reaction in the US share market futures. Of course, the US markets are riding the crest of the SpaceX IPO wave, and the animal spirits over there positively vibrant and glowing. That positivity in US share markets has continued, I can report, in overnight trading. We've seen almost a 3% rise in the NASDAQ, which has, of course, agreed to fast-track SpaceX into their indices. Basically, Mike, though, the war has been no impediment at all to gains in the tech end. I mean, it's quite a bit higher than it was at the start of the war. The S&P 500 pretty much 10% higher than before the war. So there's no issues with positivity and momentum there at the moment behind the US share markets and index level. But of course, it's all been driven by the tech sector, semiconductors, AI. What has changed, though, Mike, is that US interest rates are materially higher, and we haven't seen any change in those overnight. The 10-year Treasury is sort of pretty much stable. So inflation concerns still there and still evident in US interest rates. The key commodity, oil, Brent crude, what is it as I look at now? $83.14. So it's lowest it's been since the start of the conflict. Just recall, pre-war level was $70, and we'll see over the next few weeks whether we revisit those pre-war lows.
What happened to services? That looks a bit bleak.
Oh gosh, it does. Somber, subdued. Pick your weak and horrible adjective. The BNZ Business New Zealand Performance of Services Index showing us that services sector in May was weak. We had manufacturing, it dipped into contraction 49.9. More somber news for services though at 47.5, a fall of 1.2 points from April. Obviously a very big part of the economy. Weakest sectors were those sectors more geared to discretionary spending, things like cafes, restaurants. Look, don't be fooled, Mike, by these cafes and restaurants looking busy on Friday, Saturday nights. That sector as a whole is under quite a bit of stress. All of the actual sub-indexes in services were below 50, so in contraction. Activity sales, 44.7, new orders, 47.6. The thing is, Mike, when you look back at this, the services index has basically been below 50 pretty much consistently
forever.
Since 2024. Yeah, we had a brief flirtation at the end of last year, start of this year, but you put them together and it's giving us a pretty weak read on GDP right now. So not a lot of great news in this data release for the local economy. That brief strength earlier in the year, that will help GDP. We've got GDP numbers on Thursday, but when you look at these sorts of numbers, it seems to imply that the Q2, which we're in now, will see that strength reverse and we'll see a much lower number for Q2 GDP.
But spending for money.
Yeah.
And materially.
Yeah, exactly. While you're away, actually, Mike, so a few of the banks released their spending numbers through their networks. ANZ, obviously the biggest bank in New Zealand, they saw a rebound in May, and that's reflected in this data from electronic card transactions from Sats New Zealand. So lower fuel prices were the catalyst, 1.7% lift in the month. That was above expectations because it fell 1.2% in April. So it recovered that. Core retail spending up 2.2%, annual change 2.8%, obviously inflation running a bit higher than that. Spending lift across all categories except fuel. I'm putting glass half full spin on this. Mike, I reckon if we a sustained fall in petrol prices, I reckon there's a reasonable shot that we'll see confidence return to consumer spending.
I'm on your bandwagon. What are the numbers?
So here we go. The Dow Jones up 615 points, 1.2%, 51,817. The S&P 500 up 128 points, 1.7%, 7559. And the NASDAQ just storming away. I'm going to call it 3%. It's 2.99, but let's put a 3 on it. 772 points, 26,000. 658 as I look at it. The English people didn't really get on that bandwagon either, though, Mike. They lost 41 points on the FTSE 100, 10,430. The Nikkei, though, up 3,297 points, 4.99%, let's call that 5, 69,317. Shanghai Comps it up 1.6%, 4096. Even the Aussies got in on the act, 1.25% gain on the ASX 200 there, 8914. Yes, but the New Zealand market, we're just not going to get excited about anything. The NZX 50 down 0.25%, 13,360. Kiwi dollar, 0.5829 against the US, 0.8235 against the Aussie, 0.5025 euro, 0.4340 against the pound, 93.42 Japanese yen, gold $4,321. Yeah, and as I said, Brent crude $83.15. That is down around 5%.
Good on you, mate. You have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. Andrew Callaher, Shaw and Partners.